Today we're going to examine some history about money manipulation during the Middle Ages in Europe. Did the Catholic Church ban usury for hundreds of years in the Middle Ages in Europe, as we're told that it did? Now, by usury, we mean the practice of lending money at interest or making money at interest, which is forbidden by the Word of God, because the lender can wind up with a virtual monopoly on money. We're most often told that the popes in old Europe banned usury on the claim that the Catholic Church is Christian and obedient to the will of God on these matters. However, is this what really took place for centuries as Rome increased its wealth immensely, while their congregation members, by the hundreds of millions, were kept in poverty financially and kept in the dark about the Bible? The truth is that Rome only banned interest publicly and on paper, while their clandestine deeds reveal quite another story. In other words, the papacy was wearing two hats. While they were passing edicts banning usury, under the table, they were working with the Medici bankers to gain a monopoly over the entire wealth of Europe, as the case may be. The Medici family was a Catholic banking house whose origins go back to ancient Canaan on the Phoenician coast. They emigrated to the west central area of Italy at Tuscany. While the Medici bankers and the popes were forbidding the white Saxon people of Europe from practicing usury, they were allowing Jews to loan money at interest, and they themselves were operating a swindle with the Medici family in Rome and in London. They were using a banking loophole for usury, known as the bill of exchange. There have been some rather excellent books explaining how the bill of exchange worked, including a book entitled Medici Money by Timothy Parks or The Medici by Paul Strather, plus several others. The Medicis were responsible for looking after the papal assets and were enriching those assets by using the bill of exchange. The bill of exchange worked like this. The city of Florence in Italy was an international trading center. Let's say that an English merchant needed 1,000 florins of Italian money and had to buy them with his English pounds. That's F-L-O-R-I-N, florin. The florin was a gold coin. Now, the Medicis in Florence, Italy, as all Catholics, were not allowed to give any merchant interest credit notes of florins, because after all, that would be dealing in usury, which the church forbade. So they couldn't loan out cash like our interest-bearing Federal Reserve note that we have today. And that meant that technically, the Medicis could not make money on interest from the English merchant. But the merchant could get a bill of exchange loan from the Medici bank at the cost of 40 English pence for one florin. But the bill stated payable in London at a Medici bank there. In other words, the Medici bank in England would make 40 English pence per each florin. Now let's follow this for 1,000 florins and we'll times it like 40 pence each, because that was the cost of one florin. So it's 1,000 florins times 40 pence. The Medici English bank, because of the way the loan was written, would wind up with the Italian bill of exchange that started in Florence. That bill was worth 40,000 English pence paid on it, based on the loan agreement. All the bank had to do in England was to find a merchant company that wanted to work the process in reverse. That is, locate someone who wanted to borrow English money and was willing to pay for them in Italian florins. This was quite common, and it was common since the merchants of the world were continually traveling between many nations. Now let's keep in mind, the Medicis were the bankers for the Pope. And here's where the hidden interest and profit came in, by which the Catholic Church, through the Medici Bank, gained most of the wealth of the European continent. When the international exchange rate was manipulated to facilitate matters, the rate of exchange was cheaper in England than in Florence. In England, the cost of a florin was only 36 pence, as opposed to Florence, Italy, where florin would cost you 40 English pence. Therefore, the Medici Bank in England, who now had and owned the original bill of exchange, could go out and purchase Italian florins with the bill that was worth 40,000 pence. However, the bank could purchase the florins in England at a lower rate, 36 pence per each instead of 40, and they would wind up with 1,111 florins and make an 11% profit on the original 1,000 florins loaned to the merchant. Furthermore, after re-loaning this profit again, the interest gain could reach 50% or even 100% gain in excess of the original loan. And much of this was going on with papal assets. In fact, the Catholic Church Knights Templar were dealing in bills of exchange several centuries before the Medicis, so this was nothing new to the Church. Conveniently, the Catholic Church did not consider this as loaning interest money or making money on interest, but considered it only as currency exchange between banks in different nations. And it didn't happen just between Papal Italy and England. The Medici banks had their hand in every nation. So the question that people ask today is, did the Catholic Church ban usury in Europe for hundreds of years? With the answer being yes and no. According to the Church rules of edicts on paper, yes. But in actual underhanded practice, absolutely, the Catholic Church did not ban making a huge profit at interest. They merely referred to it by another name, their loophole of the International Bill of Exchange. If this still seems a little perplexing, we can just think of it in this basic manner. The Catholic Church, while saying that they banned usury and putting on an external show that they did, it was exploiting the international exchange rate between nations to the point that they were making oodles of interest profit between the monetary rates of differences of international monies. In effect, they were buying low and selling high with the money of the various nations of Europe. It all worked out just as if they were Shylock interest merchants, but technically they could say, hey, we're not dealing in usury, even though the Church was making exorbitant interest gains. Yes, brothers and sisters, the claim that the Catholic Church banned usury for 1,000 years in Europe is nowhere near the reality of what was going on behind closed doors. That financial scam of ages gone by still has present ramifications. To this day, nobody knows how much money of the world's wealth resides in the Vatican City in Rome. There is reasonable speculation that it exceeds the money of the Rothschild bankers many multiple times over, having been covertly built through the hundreds of years by the clever practice of the bill of exchange during the Middle Ages. God bless, and tune in next week.